Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Well, did you like The Accountant with Ben Affleck? Because now we have The Accountant 2, which will be in theaters on Friday. By the way, subtitle, He Sees What Others Can't, He Does What Others Won't. I like that. Joining us is the director of that film, the veteran and award-winning filmmaker, Gavin O'Connor. Gavin, welcome to the show. We're about the same age, and I saw you played football for Penn. I played D2 for St. Mary's College. I was a safety, but correct me if I'm wrong, you were a sack machine, weren't you?
Hi, Rick. Nice to meet you, man. I don't know if I was a sack machine, but yeah, I played outside linebacker at University of Pennsylvania.
The Quakers, baby. And you weren't, you guys didn't act like Quakers, though, did you?
No, the most unintimidating name you could have for university. I actually said, when I got recruited there, I literally said to the coach, Jerry Byrne, who was the coach, I said, can we change the name of the school? Like, who wants to play for a Quaker? It's so, and he looked at me like I was just a dumb kid. That was
the dumbest question asked in Ivy League history, maybe. Well, maybe a little bit more intimidating than the Lord Jeffs, right? That's a pretty bad one.
Who are the Lord Jeffs?
Now I got to look it up.
I never heard of that one. Who is St. Mary's?
St. Mary's, we were the Gales. Now we have a good basketball team, but we have since dropped football. The Lord Jeffs.
The Lord Jeffs.
You know what? I'm going to use the whole interview on this, and I don't want to. But anyway, there is a football team called the Lord.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm writing it down. Lord Jeffs. I'm writing it down.
And I think it's spelled, as Nate Bargatze would say, the dumb way. G-E-O-F-F. Yeah. So let's talking about Amherst. I just got it. UMass. Yeah. Oh, I thought they were the Minutemen. Maybe it's Amherst College and not UMass Amherst.
Probably. The Division III school. Amherst, a Division III school.
There you go. School,
better academic school.
Yeah, and what are academics? I don't know. First, I got to give you kudos for Miracle. That was a great movie, and I'm always hard on sports movies because I always think they're not legit. And we remember when we were in high school when that Miracle on Ice thing happened. So,
What do you mean they're not legit? What does that even mean?
Because you have a guy who's supposed to be a quarterback and he throws like he doesn't know if a football's blown up or stuffed or the stadium is wrong. I'm hard on it. It's sort of like when you watch a war movie and someone's hitting the beach at D-Day with an M16 and you're like, what are we doing
here? It's Bob De Niro. It's De Niro in Bang the Drum Slowly where he plays a catcher and throws like a girl.
Yeah, you said it, not me. Now Ben Affleck is a guy that you guys have a pretty symbiotic relationship. I've heard him praise you for getting the best out of him. And how does that work because we know some directors, they have their guy or their girl that they work with. What's that relationship like with Ben?
It just started accidentally with the first movie where we, I was looking for someone to play the role, and his agent had called me up and said, would you consider Ben? He was actually in Detroit at the time doing the Batman movie. And I hadn't considered Ben because I just didn't think he would be available. He was so, you know, he's always busy and he's direct, and he was. So, in any event, so it started there. We had a really good phone conversation and it started there. And I think what we have is we just have the same taste, like artistically, aesthetically. We just have the same taste. So like we like the same movies. We respond to the same kind of just storytelling and approach to storytelling. And so it's really just that. It's just a respect, artistic respect. And, you know, we're friends. And he's a really, I think being a director, he really understands the challenges of making movies. So he's such a great partner as an actor. He doesn't show up as a director, he's there as an actor, but because he understands what my job is, he's just there to make it easier and just be a great team player. And he's wonderful.
I get it. And when you made the movie, were you thinking, it was sort of open-ended, we can do a sequel? Did the studio want you to leave it that way, or was this going to be a two-parter or a trilogy all along?
No, it was never meant to be a sequel until I shot the first one, and I think at some point I said to Ben, I'm like, there's more. There was just more like this was the first one was an origin story, and I just started to think about where this story can go with the brothers. So at some point during post, I had spoken to, I'd mentioned that to Ben, and then I spoke to Bill, the writer, and I said, I think there's more to do here. We should do a second movie where we're bringing the brothers together and make it more of a buddy picture where they're trying to fix their issues. And then I said, and then I think what could be great is we all driving toward the third. So we do it as a trilogy where Christian will finally, this guy who on this quest for love and connection will finally find that in the third movie.
Yeah, and of course the John Bernthal, to me, at some point he has to be a name because people go, "Who?" And then they go, "Oh yeah, that guy, Walking Dead." What? And he has such a range. I know he's played a lot of meatheads, but I've seen him roles where he's crying. I mean, he really is a versatile actor.
John can do anything. He's one of these actors that is in it up to his eyeballs. He asks 1,000 questions. He needs 1,000 answers to every question because it's how he builds the character. And he's always in search of truth. So he's just a, and he's just the best guy. I mean, John's just he's just such a he's such a he's just, he's a great family man and father and dad and husband, and I just have so much respect for John. And he just has this blue collar, hard hat, lunch pail kind of work ethic. There's no like airs about him. He's just, John hasn't changed. I met John when he auditioned for Warrior back in 2009. So I've known him since then, and he's the same guy. None of this affects him.
That's pretty cool. Now, this is a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway because it's 2025. Do you have any backlash at all when someone says, if you're going to have an autistic character, you can't have it be played by someone who doesn't have autism? In other words, erasing the skill of acting. But nowadays, I mean, does anybody bring that up?
I'm sure people have. I could give a shite about any of that.
There you
I
go.
don't. I you know this. I don't land. I live on a different side of the street, brother.
All right. I also saw that you're working on the John Madden movie, and I'm an Oakland guy. I grew up at the Coliseum. My dad had season tickets, and my roommate at football camp in Santa Clara when I was 14 was Mike Madden. I mean, I just
Oh, really?
yeah, he's been, I've interviewed John before he passed. I'm a big Madden guy, and so can you tell us, I know Tom Brady is working on this with you. Where are we with that project?
Well, so it's not a movie. It's a we were going to do it as a movie, but the deeper I climbed into John's story, I just felt like, how do you reduce this guy's life to 2 hours? It just seemed really difficult. So, obviously we know the Maalox guzzling Super Bowl winning coach, right? The NFL Outlaws, all that stuff. And then obviously we know. So then you have that story. Then you have the legendary broadcaster story who, ditched the dress code and talked like your friends at a bar, right? And then you have obviously the video game empire guy. What I was in, so we have all that, and then of course the pitch man and everything else. He New York Times bestselling author, everything. So we're gonna, so those are the greatest hits, but that's really not what the show is about, and we're gonna do all that. But what I was interested in was pulling back the curtain and learning about what are those things we don't know about John. That's what I wanted to know. So we actually had the privilege of flying up to Pleasanton, California.
Yep.
You know that, and I met John's wife, Virginia, and Mike, and we, you know, and we just all locked arms. We agreed. I was really open about how I wanted to do this, and they were really great about basically saying we're going to give you unprecedented access to help tell John's story with accuracy and intimacy and, you know, love and respect and do something different. So we actually set it up at ESPN. We're writing the script now, the scripts. I'm waiting on the first one still. And then we're going to go tell John's story. It's going to be probably 8 episodes.
Wow. That's going to be great. Just one more thing I just remembered. And God, I'm so old, I forget names now. There's a guy from my hometown of Richmond, California, African-American guy. He was a DB, and he played at Penn. And, in fact, he went to the Ivy League All-Star Game in Japan. Do they still do that?
Well, they didn't do that. I think that's – isn't that new?
He went in the 80s.
No, not when I played. I was there 82 to 86, and that was never heard of that in my life.
Maybe it was 88, 89. Maybe you just missed
maybe.
It. Yeah.
I don't know. I do know that I remember. So I mentor. There's a program at Penn with the players, and I mentor some of these kids. I've been doing it for probably 10 years now. And one of the kids that I mentored actually went to Japan 2 years ago for an All-Star game, and that's the first time I had ever heard of it.
All right, well, everybody, I've led us down some merry trails here, but everybody should check out The Accountant 2 Friday. It's going to be a big smash hit. And also, I want to throw a little kudos, and I know you worked on Mayor of Easttown, and that was really good too. So you're doing some great work. We've been speaking with Gavin O'Connor, the sack machine with the Penn Quakers. Thanks for coming on, man.
You're welcome, Rick.
All right. Talking.